This one is called Notes from the Air. A yak is a prehistoric cabbage. Of that, at least, we may be sure. But tell us, sages of the solarium, why is that light still hidden back there among houseplants and rubber sponges? For surely the blessed moment arrived at midday, and now, in mid-afternoon, lamps are lit, for it is late in the season. And as it struggles now and is ground down into day, complaints are voiced at edges of the darkness. Look, it says, it has to be this way and no other. Time that one seizes and takes along with one is running through the holes like sand from a bag. And these sandy moments accuse us are just what our enemy ordered, the surly one on his throne of impacted gold. No matter if our tale be interesting or not, whether children stop to listen, and through the rent veil of the air the immortal whistle is heard, and screeches, songs not meant to be listened to. It was some stranger's casual words, overheard in the wind-blown street above the roar of the traffic, and then swept to the distant orbit where words hover. Alone, it says, but you slept, and now everything is being redeemed. Even the square of barren grass that adjoins your doorstep too near for you to see. But others, children and others, will when the right time comes. Meanwhile, we mingle, and not because we have to, because some host or hostess has suggested it beyond the limits of polite conversation. And they too, were conscious of having known it, written on the fly leaf of a book presented as a gift at Christmas 1882. No more trivia, please, but music in all the spheres leading up to where the master wants to talk to you, place his mouth over yours, withdraw that human fish hook from the crystalline flesh where it was melting, give you back your clothes, penknife, twine. And where should we go when we leave? What tree is bigger than night that surrounds us, is full of more things, fewer paths for the eye and fingers of frost for the mind? Fruits halved for our despairing instruction, winds to suck us up. If only the boiler hadn't exploded, one could summon them, icicles out of the rain, chairs enough for everyone to be seated in time for the lesson to begin.